We are on Nun Beis Amid Aleph, 52A3. We're going to just go back a little bit. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines in the bottom of the page. Okay? Rav said a din before that if somebody does Kedusha with a woman and it's stolen goods, even if it's her goods that he steals, it's still not a good Kedusha. Okay, that means if a guy steals something from a woman and gives it back to her and says, you're Mekadeshus to me, and she accepts it, Rav said before, it's not a good Kedusha. Okay? Okay, so now the Gemara tells the story. He saw the Rav Zeira, this we learned 2 weeks ago. When Rav Zeira went to Yisrael from Babel, he moved, today they were called Aliyah, but over there he went to Yisrael from Babel. He said Rav's din about stolen goods in front of Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan said this. Did Rav say such a thing? Like he was shocked. Which seemed, initially means that how can Rav say such a ridiculous din? But the Gemara said, but Rabbi Yechanan himself said the same thing. What did Rabbi Yechanan say? Rabbi Yechanan, if somebody steals property and the owner didn't give up hope, so the din is Rabbi Yechanan said both cannot make it hegdish, both cannot sanctify it to the Beis Hamikdash. First, I come to your house, I steal this bottle of soda, okay, and the owner didn't give up hope yet. I mean, the owner didn't know it was stolen. The owner cannot make kedushin with it, and the ganef cannot make kedushin with it. He says, why? He says, Zelefi She'ena Shalei, the thief can't be Mekadish, make it Hegdish, because it's not his. Why isn't it his? The owner never gave up hope. And the din is like this. If I steal something from you, until you give up hope, it's still yours. The whole argument in the Gemara, if Yush itself, if you, the owner giving up hope of ever getting it back, does that release his ownership and the ganav gets it? Or does the ganav have to transfer it to somebody else's property and then they get it? But Rabbi Yechanan says anyway, that the guy can't make it hegdish because Eina Shalei, it's not his. Because it's not the thieves, it's the owner's. Vizan, the owner cannot make it hegdish, lefisha Eina Beshusei, because it's not in his jurisdiction. Even though legally it's his, but the ganav has it. Right, the thief took it. So he cannot make it hegdish. From here, what do you see? That if the thief takes something, okay, the thief doesn't own it. Because what did he say? The thief cannot make it holy because it's not his. That means if a thief takes something and gives it to the woman, it's not his. So he's not giving the woman anything. So that's basically exactly like Rav said. Rav said, if you steal something from the woman or from anybody, and you give it to a woman to do Kedushin, it's not valid, right? So Rabbi Yechanan is saying the same thing. So why is he so shocked that Rav said what he said? So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachi kama, this is what it means. Mi amar Rav kavasi, he wasn't shocked that Rav said it. He was shocked that Rav agreed with him. So in other words, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan now in the Gemara both agree on a statement that if somebody steals something, even if it's the woman's, and he gives it to her for Kedushin, it is not a valid Kedushin. Whether the object was hers before he stole it, whether it's somebody else's object before he stole it, the woman cannot become Mekodeshes with it. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said, and that's what Rav said. Okay? This is where we're up to from last time. So now the Gemara says, Maitri, come, I'll ask you a question. It says in the Braisa the following statement. If one does Kedushin with a woman, either by robbery, extortion, or thievery. Either one. Robbery is like open daylight stealing. Extortion, you force the guy to sell it to you. Or gneiva means it's quiet stealing. Or shechot of selam miyada. Or a man grabs a coin from a woman's hand. Vikitcha and does kedusha with her. Mukadeshes, it's a valid kedusha. Here it says clearly that if a guy steals something from a woman, and gives it back to her for kedushin, it's valid. Rav and Rabbi Yechon just said it's not valid. But Rav and Rabbi Yechon both say it's not valid. So the Gemara answers the speaking gezel didom. Okay, the Gemara is soon going to ask, but Rav says even if it's hers. But the Gemara answers over there it's good because he stole it from her. But if he would steal it from somebody else, it wouldn't be good. In other words, right now the Gemara is saying Rav and Rav, even though they don't say that, but Rav and Rabbi Yechonin both say that if the woman, it was stolen from the woman, the guy stole it from the woman and gave it back to the woman, it would be valid. If he steals it from somebody else and gives it to a woman, it wouldn't be valid. Now, what's the logic over here? The logic is very simple. When a guy, the woman, the guy steals a dollar from the woman and gives it back for kedushin. So basically, the fact that she consents to the kedushin to get married shows she didn't mind that he took it and it's his. And now he's giving her something for kedushin that she didn't care. Because if she would mind that the guy stole it, why is she accepting kedushin? She should say, "You thief, give me back my money." Right? The fact that she's accepting kedushin with this coin or dollar that he stole from her shows that she consents and she wanted him to acquire it when he stole it. And therefore, it's a valid kedushin.
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah. So the fact that the woman didn't mind that he took it is like she gave it to him. Right. Does he have more comment today, by the way? There's something in mind on the table. Not very valuable, yeah? You say, "Oh, I like it," and you take it. And I say, "You know what, keep it." I mean, it happens, you know, you want to take it. It's not very expensive, you want to take it. Yeah? That means I gave it to you. So the fact that she accepts the kedushin, the Gemara says, the assumption is that she doesn't mind that he took it. And she's saying, "You know what, you took it, keep it." And now he's giving it back to her, so now he's giving her something that's his. When he steals from somebody else, the guy never gave it to him. Here, the fact that the woman consented to get married means she accepted the fact that he took it. She doesn't mind that he took it. And she says, "Keep it and then give it back to me." But the Gemara says, how can you say that that's what the Braisa means? Midikton, he says, at the end of the Braisa, the second, and says, Oishachot of Salem Ishalom. The second half of the Braisa says, or he grabbed a coin of hers. That means the first case was when he didn't steal it from her. He stole it from somebody else. What does the Braisa say? If a guy stole a coin, or he stole it from her. Right? That means the first case, he didn't steal it from her. Because it says, he stole it, or he stole it from her. Which means in the first case, he didn't steal it from her. And yet we say Mekudeshes. Which contradicts Rav and Rabbi Yechonin. Same way it says, no. Perushi kam efarish. Both cases are really the same case. The second case is only explaining the first case. What stealing are we talking about? That it's a valid kedushin when he stole it from her. Meaning, if a guy did kedushin with stolen goods or extortion or thievery, Kate, for instance, he grabbed a coin out of her hand, and he did kedushin, then it's a good kedushin. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. Right now, and the Gemara is going to ask the question that we said. Rav says it doesn't matter if it's hers or anybody else, it's not good. But the Gemara is saying so far, based on the explanation of the Braisa, is like this. If a guy steals her money and does kedushin with it, it's good. If he steals somebody else's money, it's not good. Okay? But the Gemara is going to ask, that's not what Rav said. Rav interpreted the Mishnah, which is speaking even if it's her goods. Like the Gemara says, top of the page, V'amasnisin de gezel dida. It's our Mishnah speaking clearly when he stole it from her. V'amar Rav ain't a Mekudeshes, and Rav says it's not Mekudeshes. So how can you come along and say that the Braisa that says it is good, the Kedushin, when he stole it from her? But if he didn't steal it from her, it's no good. But if he stole it from her, it's a good Kedushin. So Gemara says, but Rav says, even if you stole it from her, it's not good. So what is it? Which one is it? Is it good or isn't it good? So Gemara says like this. Leikashi is not a question. Hadishadich, hadileishadich. Meaning like this. The Braisa says the Kedushin is valid. You know why? Because the man and woman spoke about getting married. They're making a shidduch between themselves. Okay? The husband and wife are talking about getting married. And then the man grabs something from her and gives it back to her. For kedusha. Over there, the braisa says it's good. You know why? They're talking about getting married. It's obviously when he need, and she knows kedusha, he has to give her something. And he didn't have anything. So he took her thing to give her. So she says, you know what? I'm happy with it. Let him take it. Let him acquire it. And then he'll do Kedushin with me. So it's good. But in the case where they weren't speaking about Shidduchim, a guy, Stam, comes over to a woman, steals something from her, and gives it back to her for Kedushin. That's when Rav and Rabbi Yechon and the Mishnah say it's not good. So in other words, the Gemara is saying now a few... three basic dinim. Din number one, everybody seems to agree, the Rav and Rabbi Yochanan and the Braisa, according to the way the Gemara explains it, that if somebody steals something from somebody else and gives it to the woman, it is not a valid Kedushin. Because he didn't give her any, it's not his. I can't do Kedushin with a woman with money that's not mine. With an object that's not mine, it has to be mine. I have to give the woman something. Okay? So if I steal money or an object from somebody else and give it to the woman for Kedushin, everybody says it's no good. Even if she consented, it's no good because it's not mine. It's not mine because I stole it. What happens if he steals it from the woman herself and gives it back to her? So the Gemara's outcome is as follows. If they were talking about getting married first, and then he stole it from her and gave it back to her, then it's valid. Then it's valid. Because she wanted it. But if he stole it from her when they didn't talk about getting married, he stole it from her and then gave it back to her, it's not a valid solution. Because it's not his. So the Gemara is basically saying everybody's agreeing on this, on these three dinim. You steal from somebody else and use it for Kedushin, it's no good. You steal it from the woman and give it back to her. So again, if they were talking about getting married, it's good. If they weren't talking about getting married, just out of the clear blue, he steals it and gives it back, she's not, no Kedushin.
So the boy, Kirill, is not, if he's talking about...
What?
Like, Kirill, like, Bana, Kamas,
Lada. All from her. That's what the Bible says, Ketad. The Gemara says, the Bible says, it means if he did it from her.
Even one lesson is enough.
Each one has its unique difference. Okay, now the Gemara is going back to the crazy cases. And you know how they got married in those days is strange.
A certain woman was washing her foot in a wash basin full of water.
Okay? In simple English, she was soaking her feet. Okay?
This guy came. I guess he was attracted to her feet.
He grabbed a coin from his friend.
And he came and he threw it to her. And he says, Mikadeshtali, become betrothed to me. Okay?
So this woman's washing, soaking her feet.
The guy walks by, he says, oh, nice woman to marry. He grabs a coin from somebody else, throws it at the woman, and says, become a Kodeshes to me. Okay? Obviously, you have to be in front of two witnesses. If not, there's no, okay. So now the guy wanted to know, is he married or not to this woman? The guy himself. That guy that did it came to Rav and he asked him, what's the din? Am I or am I not? Amaleis, he said to him, left the chash lahod Rab Shimon. Nobody agrees with the opinion of Rab Shimon, who says, stam gzela, whenever a stealing happens, yish bailam have the owners give up hope. Okay? Now, the case over here is like this. What's Rab Shimon's din? Rab Shimon holds that any time a guy forcibly steal something, Reb Shimon says the owner gives up hope. Automatically. Why? Because the guy sees he came with force. He knows, I'm not going to get it back from this guy. He's a gangster. How am I going to get it back? So Reb Shimon holds, the second a guy takes something with force, the owner gives up hope. The Chachamim disagree. And they say, no, the owner still doesn't. He says one day he has hope of getting to court, getting it back, whatever. What happened over here? This guy grabbed a coin from his friend. Okay? Forcibly. So according to Rab Shimon, the owner gave up hope. Then when he gives it to the woman, it changes ownership from the ganef. So then the woman would acquire it. One second. According to the Chachamim, the owner never gave up hope. If the owner never gave up hope, how can she acquire it? And if she's not acquiring it, then it's not a valid conclusion.
What? Of course, if she consents to it. Right?
Even, of course, she consents. But she doesn't matter.
She accepts.
If it's not his money to give, he can't give it. If I come over to a woman, okay, I have something of yours. Yeah? I'm watching something of yours. I come over to a woman. I'm a nice guy. You know, coming over to a woman. And I give her something. And I say, Ariat Mekudeshesli with this object. And the problem is, the object's not mine. It's yours. Is it a valid Kedushin?
No.
No. Because I didn't give her anything of mine. You gave her somebody else's thing.
She might not realize that.
It doesn't matter. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if she realizes or not. If it's not his, she can't be kainah. So in other words, the Chachamim hold, anytime there's yush, the owner gives up hope. I mean, no. Reb Shimon holds, when anybody ever gets stolen from forcibly, that owner gives up hope. Chum disagree with it. So Rav said to this woman, to this man, you stole the object, you gave it to the woman. We don't hold like Rav Shimon that the owner gave up hope. We assume the owner did not give up hope. If the owner did not give up hope, you did not acquire it, and therefore you gave the woman nothing for Kedushin, and therefore the Kedushin is not valid. Very simple. Then the Gemara says another case. You have it, 104. Yeah?
Yes.
Like 8 lines in the top. Another case of crazy kedushin. Ho'arisa the kaddish b'muzza de shamcha. A certain sharecropper gave a woman for kedushin a handful of onions from a field. He was an artist, a sharecropper. In Gemara you have this a lot. There's something called an artist. In English it's called a sharecropper. Sharecropper is like this. I own a field, but I don't want to work in the field. Huh? No. There's a different way. I can hire somebody to work for me. I pay him per hour, and the produce is mine. A sharecropper is, I hire you, basically it's commission. I say, you know what? You run the field. You manage the field, run the field, okay? And you get a third, a half of the profit. That's called a sharecropper. Now, a sharecropper, therefore, is really a partial owner in the property. Because he's getting a percent.
It's not that he's getting paid per hour to work. He's getting paid, and the halacha, the Gemara says, we'll soon going to see details of this. The Gemara says a sharecropper is actually a partial owner, a third owner of the field. Okay? Of the field, of the property, and therefore everything that grows in the field. Okay. Right? He's like a third, if he gets a third, if that's the deal, third, half, the Gemara uses l'shlish, reveal, l'machta, what is that, a third, a quarter, a half, whatever they get, yeah? So he is actually an owner in a third of the field, half of the field, or a quarter of the field. What did this guy do? He was a sharecropper in a piece of field, okay? And he took a handful of onions. It was an onion field. And he gave it to the woman and said, "I am mukadeshly." Now the question is, are those his onions or not? If they're his onions, he's not stealing, by the way. The question is, if they're his onions, then it's a valid kedushin. If it's not his onions, it's not a valid kedushin, right? Obviously. So Gemara says like this. The case was, Ahu aris the kidshe b'muza de shamchem. This guy, a certain sharecropper, he's called an artist in Gemara language, did kedushin with a woman with a handful of onions. Okay? Also, l'kami de Rava, so he came before Rava, and he said, Amale, Rava said to him, Man achloch, who gave you the portion of the onions that belonged to the owner of the field? In other words, Rava told him this in a poetic, like in a poetic way. Rava said to him, "You're not the complete owner of the onions that you gave her. You're only a third owner of it. Okay? And therefore your kedushin is not valid. Why? Even though l'cheira, what he gave is a pruta, right? But Rashi explains, and the Rishonim explain, when the woman got, let's say, a handful of onions, let's say it was five onions, yeah? When the woman got five onions, what did she think? He's giving me five onions. And therefore she's accepting kedushin with five onions. Not three. Not two. Five, because that's what he's giving her. He's giving her five onions, and she thinks, okay, that's what I'm getting for kedushin. So Rav says to him, 1 minute, you're not the only owner of this field, you're a sharecropper. You only own a third. Yeah? So when you gave her five onions, how much of it was yours? 1.5. Yeah? So you're giving her 1.5. She thinks she's getting five. So like we learned before in the Mishnah, if you make a mistake, it's not a good kedushin. So Rava basically said to this guy, it's an invalid kedushin. Because when you gave her five, she thought she's getting five from you. But you're not the owner, you're only a third owner of the field. So therefore you're not giving her your share. But, here's the Gemara saying an interesting concept though. Hani mili b'meiza, that's only if he's giving her a handful of onions. Aval kisha, but he gives her a bundle of onions, then the kedushin is good. Why? Because matzi amalei, because then the guy, the sharecropper can say to the owner of the field, "Ana shaklin kishna, shakalat kisha. I take a bundle, you take a bundle. My bundle and your bundle is the same bundle." Meaning like this. And this is what the Gemara is saying, the way Rashi explains it. Sharecroppers divided by bundles, not by handfuls of onions. So when it became a bushel or a bundle, then he could say, "Listen, you take a bundle or two bundles, the owner." He tells to the owner, "You take a bunch of bundles, I take this bundle's mine." So then all of it's his. Because that already is the common division of the onions. But when you give her a handful of onions, which is not properly divided, then every one of those onions is owned by both.
It's like an inheritor. We inherit certain amounts, but he owns the whole thing until they share it. He has a
owner. Partners are not like that. There's an argument, Rashi and Tosis and Gittin, and there's an argument between Rambam and Rosh. Interesting. when two people are partners in property, yeah, does each one own 50-50, or each one owns the whole?
Which 50-50? The question arises then.
No, I'll give you I'll tell you what the argument between Rambam and Rush is. It's a very interesting, very simple argument. You live here, I live here. Yeah? Together we put up a wall between our two houses. The wall is 10 feet wide. Okay, 2 feet wide. Okay? So together, me and you build this wall 2 feet wide. The wall is 10 feet high. Okay? So we're partners in the wall. What happens if you want to make, on your side, the wall higher on 50%? Now, if you want to take, you live here, and I don't want to make the wall higher. I'm happy the way it is. You want to make the wall higher, taller, yeah? Are you allowed to build a wall on this foot that's near yours? Can you make the wall higher? So there's an argument between Rambam and Rosh if you could stop the guy or not. So the Poskim, they say, the Achreinim write, what's the logic of the argument? The opinion, I forgot which one says what, but anyway, it's from my yeshiva days. If you hold the partners in all of it, then I could stop you. Because when you're putting a wall on your wall, the higher wall, it's my property.
Also.
Because the whole wall is mine. But if you hold 50-50, on your side, you can do whatever you want. I can't stop you.
But the question runs a little bit deeper, because by you putting, even if you hold by that the other side is mine, and I want to build on my side, it's still affecting your property.
The question is, can you stop a minute? That doesn't mean it. Well, again, that's a whole second paragraph above a comma. That is a whole different issue, just as far as the wall goes. Anyway, so Rashi explains over here like this. The common practice was for sharecroppers to divide the field by bundles. So once it became divided by bundles, the sharecropper, when he gives the woman a bundle of onions, that could be his, because he could tell the owner, listen, this is mine, you take yours.
Yeah, a few onions don't have measure.
There's no division yet. Yeah. And if there's no division, it's 3/4 owner, 1/4 sharecropper.
After he gets his bundle, he can take a handful, right?
Yeah, after he gets his bundle, he can do whatever he wants with it. But if he just takes a handful of onions and gives it to the woman, Rava says to the guy, it's not a valid kedusha because it's not yours. She thinks she's getting a bundle of onions. And the truth is, only 1/3 of the bundle is yours because you're a sharecropper. You only get 33%, whatever.
But if he's an artist and he gives him the whole field, he wouldn't mind. He'd give, like, you know, 5 onions. He wouldn't mind.
It's not true. It's not his yet. Until it's divided, it's not divided.
In general, people, they don't match with on this thing. I give the whole field, you know, you are there. Okay, you want somebody to eat from it, it's okay. I lunch with it, you know. People don't mind. Otherwise, you wouldn't give
it. So the Mefarshim explained over here, you know why? It doesn't work like that. Because who brings in Tesis Riazokin, in the side of the Gemara, that Tesis Riazokin explains like this. Bundles, all bundles are equal. But onions, some are bigger, some are smaller. So the owner says, I just want you to take a handful of onions. Some might be bigger than the others. And I don't want that. Bundles, they do it by weight, whatever. So then they're all equal. So the owner does care. And therefore it's not his. And he can't tell the owner, you take a handful, just like I took a handful, because your handful is his handful, and it's not the same handful. So the owner doesn't agree. When it comes to bundles are all the same size. Okay, next. Ahu Sarsia, there was this beer brewer, but they used to make beer out of dates. That's what comes out from the Gemara here. The Kaddish Befruma de Shichra. He did Kedusha with a woman with the remnants of the dates that belonged to the boss. In other words, there was a worker in a date beer factory. Okay, now, after you squish it or whatever and you make the beer, you're left over with
sediment.
the sediment of the dates. The abfalas is called in Yiddish, the junk of the dates. The worker went, not the boss. So whose date are they really? It's the boss's. The worker went, took a bunch of these junky leftover dates, and did kedusha with the woman. What happened? Now, the owner, asamari de shichra, so the owner came of the factory, saw what the guy did, Amale, and he says, the owner says to the worker, Amalei teisiv me'acharifa, why don't you give her better dates? Why did you give her these dates? Why didn't you give her better dates?
So he thought maybe it's hefker.
No. But listen what's going on over here.
Better sediment.
Huh? You should give her better junk. Why are you giving a junky junk? Give her better junk. In other words, seemingly, the owner was happy with what the worker did.
He didn't mind.
The question is, did he mean it or didn't he mean it?
You have to go that far?
No, because the shal is it a kedushin or not? We'll see in the Gemara. This is a very interesting Gemara. So he says, the owner came and said, Amalei teisiv me'acharifa, why didn't you give her the more flavorful remnants? Why did you give her what you gave her? So now the shail is it a good kedushin or not? These are all stories that happened. I mean, the Gemara says, also the Kami the Rava. They came before Rava to see if the kedushin was good. Amar, so Rava said, Le'amro klach etel yafis, the whole din of why don't you take better only applies to the din of Truma and to nothing else. The Gemara is going to soon say the din of Truma. Okay, a case like this. Okay, we're going to see it inside. But let's see it inside. Anyway, so Rava says it is not a valid kedushin because the owner didn't really mean it. The owner said, why don't you take better ones? So Rava says, this concept, that when the owner says take better ones, he means it, is only concerning Truma. Not about anything like kedushin or anything else. What's the case of Truma? So Gemara says like this, the Tanya, what's the case of Truma? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Ketzed Amru. What is the case that the Chachamim said, Tatum Shleimidas, there's an admission that says like this, if somebody gives Truma without the owner's knowledge, Trumasi Truma, it's a good Truma. That means, there's a case that the Chachamim say, if I separate Truma from your property, for you, and you didn't even know about it, it's a good truma. So what's the case? He says like this, somebody goes down into his friend's field, and started gathering produce for the owner. He didn't intend to steal it. Okay? He went in without permission to the owner's field. He started gathering grain, and he said, and he separated truma for the owner. The owner didn't even know about it. He separated Truma without the owner's permission. So Gemara says like this, Im cheshesh mishum gezel, if we can assume that this is stolen what he did, that it's stolen goods, ain't Truma si Truma. The Truma is not good. Because I can't give Truma for you. Right? And if you're doing it without permission, you're basically stealing from the owner. How can you give steal from the owner, give truma for the owner, it's not yours. But, vim lav, and if not, meaning, if we're not afraid that it's stolen, trumasi truma, then it is a good truma. That means the Gemara says like this, if we assume the owner minded, then it's not a good truma. If we assume the owner didn't mind, and the owner was happy with what he did, then it's a valid truma. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Minayin hoyu yedeya." How do we know im cheshish mishum gezel l'mlav if it's considered stealing or not? How do we know if the owner was happy or not? She said, "Very simple." Hare shabo balabos, the owner of the field came. He sees this guy in his field, the stranger, yeah, taking grain and separating his truma, yeah. So v'amalei, if the owner says to him, "Klachei tul yofis."
why are you taking truma from this? Why didn't you take truma from the better produce? Then, in nimtzu yafes mehem, if we taka find better fruits than what he took, trumasi truma, then it's a good truma. Vim lav, and if there is no better fruit than what the guy picked, ain't trumasi truma, then it's not a good truma. Why this is very logical? It's very simple. Is the guy sarcastic or not? This is the question. Is the guy sarcastic or does he mean it? So Gemara says, this is human thinking. I go into your field, I start picking fruit, I start separating truma for you without even you knowing about it. You come into the field, and you see what I'm doing, and you say, hey, why didn't you take from the better fruits? So if you find better fruits, then we assume that's what the owner meant. You should have separated truma from better fruits. If that's the case, then the truma is good truma, because the owner didn't mind. It's not stolen. But if there are no better fruits, and the owner says, hey, why don't you take the better fruits? What does he mean? Hey, what else are you going to do? You know, maybe you take but there aren't any better fruits, then the owner is upset with what the guy did. Then it's gezel. So the Bais is just explaining very simply, if somebody takes truma without permission, the Mishnah said, if it's stolen, it's not a valid truma. If it's not stolen, it is a valid truma. How do we know if the guy is stealing or not? If the owner minds or not? So the Gemara says, the guy comes into the field, the owner comes into the field, and he says, why don't you take better ones? And there are better ones. So the truma is truma. And if not, not. What do we see from here? Rava says, though, this din, this concept of the owner saying, why didn't you take better, is only by truma. And therefore, by kedushin, when the guy gave her the junkies dates, and the owner came and said, hey, mazel tov, why didn't you give her the better dates? That doesn't mean that the owner is not giving in.
Why not?
Oh, my timer. The Gemara says, aval hocha, what's the difference between truma and kedushin? So Gemara says like this, Aval Hoch by Kedushin, Mishum Ksufi do Ovid. He was embarrassed, the owner. Because, you know, the guy did Kedushin, okay? Meaning like this, Truma, what's the difference between Truma and Kedushin? Okay, the Gemara says a very simple difference. Truma, the owner has an obligation to give Truma. He has to give truma anyway. Okay? So if somebody else did it for him, okay, big deal. As long as he's not upset, it's okay. Okay? And if he said, why didn't you take better ones? Okay? Because he has to give truma anyway. So therefore, if we see that he's happy with it, it's a good truma. Here, the owner doesn't have to do kedusha with that woman. The worker did kedusha with that woman. Why should the owner want it to be? Why should the owner want his worker taking his money that he doesn't have to spend and do kedusha with a woman? By truma, when the worker did it, the Gemara says, Rav explains, we don't care. Because the owner has to separate truma anyway. A little bit better, a little bit worse, it doesn't matter. But here, a boss comes, finds his worker spending his money on kedushin. Right? What, is he obligated to give his worker money to do kedushin? So even though he comes and says, longs and says, hey, why don't you give better stuff? Rava says it's not a good kedushin.
Maybe he's already thought he's unhappy.
Because the assumption is, Rava says,
maybe,
that the guy's not happy.
Maybe.
No. Rava says it's not suffic. Rava says ainu mekudeshes.
Sure he's not happy?
Yeah.
Maybe he means it.
Rava says this svara is ainu mekudeshes.
What if the boss doesn't say anything at all?
Huh?
If the boss doesn't say anything,
then for sure it's no good.
The sediment, is it valuable? I guess it's valuable. Otherwise
it has to be worth a pruta.
It's not junk that you throw away.
No, it's stuff that people eat. And he gave it to, it's obviously worth a pruta. If it's not worth a pruta, he could do kudushu with it anyway.
There's an underlying problem over here. where the guy goes, someone goes to someone else's property and takes it, and he hopes that the guy is going to be okay with it?
The guy thinks, listen,
there's a problem, right?
I'm doing it, the guy has to do a mitzvah, I'm helping him do a mitzvah. So the guy's coming in, he's thinking, an innocent guy, let me... It's off the record.
Yeah.
They think they're doing you a favor? Yeah? Or relatives come and they start rearranging your house? Or they think they're doing you a favor? Right? Okay, so the guy comes down into a field. He sees the owner needs to separate. So, well, you know, he's a busy guy, let me do it for him. The owner catches him and says, go get better, why don't you get better ones? Right? The bottom line over here is the owner anyway has to do it.
Separating.
He has to do it.
Separating truma means you take the first fruits and you give it to its
no, that's bikurim.
10%.
No, truma. No, we learned last night.
Give it the
gift. Oh, you get left.
The gift to the base of Mikdash?
No, truma you give to a kohen. Minateira, one kernel is good for a whole barn. Chacham gave an amount, 1/40th for 1/40th if you're nice, 1/50th average, 1/60th if you're meat cheap.
Yeah. And but he's not has he benefiting from it? He's taking it for the coin.
It's not a question. He's not benefiting, but I can't take your truma and your grain and give it to a coin for truma. How do you know that's who you want to do? Maybe you want. How do you can't do it?
This is weird. If someone else did it in America, they would get arrested to go to someone else's field and start arranging it and taking things.
So here they didn't get arrested. The question is, because there's no jail term in Torah. The question is he stealing or not? If he's stealing, it's not a good kedushin. If he's not stealing, it is a good kedushin. If he's not stealing, the truma is good. If he's stealing, the truma is not good. It's very simple. But the Gemara Rav is differentiating that by truma, if the owner says, why didn't you take better ones? And there are better ones, so the truma is good. But Rav said, by kedushin, no. Even if he says, why didn't you take better dates? And there are better dates, it's still no good.
Truma is like a tax, right?
Almost it's a tax of the coin.
So it's like somebody comes to me and says, okay, hey, I'm taking this money from you. You have to pay tax anyway, so I'm going to give it to IRS for you.
You might
want to
give one kernel, 1/40th, 1/50th.
No, there's a whole thing. It's, I think later, further on, the Gemara. No, it's not. I'm mixing up two things. If I have to give truma to a coin, yeah? Let's say I'm going to give one bushel, which is the amount I have to give to the coin. And I normally give it to you. You're my family kohen. He's also a kohen. He comes into my house, takes the truma. He takes it. And he says, it's not yours, to me, he says, it's not yours anyway. You have to give it to a kohen. I'm a kohen. So the only shaila is, to machlekes in the Gemara, is tevis hanah, meaning, tevis hanah means, the satisfaction that I can give it to the kohen of my choice, right. Is that worth money or not? The Rambam Paskin says not. Tevis hanah ain't a moment. But there's two opinions in the Gemara. In other words, let's say I can give it to you, I can give it to him, any kohen I want, right? Is the fact that, yes, I have to give it to a kohen, but the Torah does give me the ability, the power to give it to the kohen of my choice, right? Is that valuable or not? What's the difference? If I normally give it to you, and you chopped it first, you grabbed it first, so the thing is you keep it, because it's not mine, it's the kohen's. I could have given it to them instead of you. So if it's, let's say it's, okay, even if you hold it's money, the halacha is it's not money. But well, let's say it's money. Okay, so how much money could be? $1? $2? Meanwhile, the bushel was $50. It's not nice for a kohen to do it, the Gemara says. A kohen shouldn't be doing it. But if you have a not nice kohen, and he grabs the bushel's his. Because it's not the owner's. It has to go to a kohen. I'm a kohen. I took it.
Yeah, but you have to make a decision which kohen you can give it to, right? So you say you give it the same kohen every week for years. Well, so this guy comes and
takes
it.
So? Tidinis, it's not stolen. The only question is, does he have to pay the owner the value of the satisfaction that he can give it to the coin of his choice? That's all.
Is he stealing from the regular coin?
He's not stealing.
It's not the regular coin.
It's not the coins until he's given it.
In our case, if the owner doesn't consent that this is okay, it's stolen, is it a good condition?
No.
It's not.
At all.
Rava says it's not a good condition. Ain't a kodesh.
Until the owner comes and says,
right,
you're okay.
Right.
So it's a shtickle gezeka going on in here. Until the owner, okay.
Here we're not learning about stealing. Here we're learning about, is it a good condition or not? Stealing is a different Gemara. Now, here the question, the Gemara is not discussing. Okay, so the guy's a ganef. Is the Kedushin good or not?
Yes.
That's the question. No, that's the question. If the truma is a good truma, ganef is a ganef. Who cares? No, really, I'm saying it's not the issue over here.
Still belong to
a coin.
It's not yet given to a coin. It's not yet
given. Okay. Is it the same thing with the master?
To Levi,
yeah.
No, but I'm saying, on the case, I said, this is applied only to Truma. Why is
the
Truma and not
master?
Oh, it could be
master
also.
It
could be the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Rabbi, if the owner promised the Truma to another Kohen, and this Kohen takes it, does it change anything? If he promised it already to someone else,
he wasn't able to keep his word because somebody else stopped it.
is he liable to the other coin?
No.
He's getting the same coin for years. Also, this guy starts, I want to get it. I want to steal it myself. Can he do? He can't do that, can he? That's against the law.
He picks it up beforehand.
It's not nice to do, but it's not against the law.
If you take money without permission from somebody who didn't give ma'aser, it's not considered stealing.
It's still stealing.
But what
so
we
what's
said
the
before?
Difference here? What's the difference here? This is also
if I go
a type
into
of
your
mice.
It's not a question of mice. Here
it's
he took
it's
the.
Acceptable.
The here, one second.
It's a type
the
of
case
mice.
Of Rava.
No, I'm talking about the other case. The case of the coin. Truma.
Yeah, but it's not to do with Kedushin.
No.
The guy separated Truma. If the owner agreed to it, then it's a good Truma. If not, it's not. How do we know if the owner agreed to it? So the Gemara says, if the owner says, you should have taken better ones, and there are better ones, you know.
Now, the other one that you brought, that you said, that it was ready, this the truma was done, and the intended coin didn't come, and a different coin came and took it, and you said, that's not gzela.
That's not gzela. Because it belongs to a kohen.
It's if somebody who makes whatever has $100,
he didn't get it yet.
$10 belongs to Hashem. So someone who represents Hashem could come and take that money without.
No, you could take the whole dollar. No, because I don't have to give this dollar. Here he separated this as truma. Okay. Next in the Mishnah, middle of the page. Mekadosh b'chelkei. Okay, this Gemara is also a very interesting Gemara. When you bring a carbon, okay, part of the carbon is burnt on the Mizbeach. Depending on what carbon. Carbon oila is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. The Kohen gets nothing of it. The owner gets nothing of it. Certain carbonis, only the Kohen gets. Certain carbonis, the owner and the Kohen and the Mizbeach gets. Finds the carbon shlom. Everybody has a part of it. Now, a man was bringing a carbon. Okay? And he says to the woman, the part of the carbon which is mine, I'm doing kedushin with you.
So whose carbon is it? It's got to be his carbon going up in the flame, or
no,
her go for carbon going there?
No. He's not saying it's your carbon. He's saying, my carbon, I get part of the meat, right?
Uh-huh.
That meat that's partially mine in the carbon, I'm doing kedusha with you.
It's not the carbon that you burn, that there's no rep.
No, it's the thing. Obviously, if it's burnt, you don't get anything. Ben kachi kedoshim, whether it's the Holy of Holies, like fifth chatas ola oshim mincha, or it's public shlomim. Ben kachi kalim, whether it's the lesser level of karbonis, like he says, shlamim tei the b'chor. We say in Eizel Mekayman, so the kachim kalim. In all these cases,
it's not a good kedushin.
Wow.
It's not valid. Why? See, he says like this. The meat that the owner is allowed to eat, whether it's the kohen or the owner, it's not his. It's God, and God says you could eat it. But it's not yours.
This is not the separate part. This is the leftover
part. No, the leftover part, the carbon that you get.
So in this case, are we
allowed to... Well, you bring a carbon, let's say. You bring a carbon shlomim, yeah? The Mizbeach gets part, Kohen gets part, and you get part.
Right.
Now, the part that the Kohen eats, the part that the Jew that brought it eats, it's not that it's their meat. They don't own it.
Right.
It's Hashem's meat, and Hashem says you can eat it. I'll give you a very simple example. You're a guest in my house, okay? And we serve you a plate of food. Correct? And there's a woman sitting at the table. You take the portion of food that I gave you and you do kedusha with the woman.
Wow.
Think about it. What could happen? Right? You sit at the woman. It's not any less crazy than all these cases in the Gemara. Yeah? You're sitting in my house. I put in front of you a plate of food to eat. Okay? And you do kedushin with a woman with that food.
You have a holy house.
Is the kedushin valid?
Sure, it was yours.
It's not yours.
No,
it's not yours. To eat.
You own it. You own that food now.
You gave it to me to eat.
I gave it to you to eat.
Okay.
But it's not. I gave it to you to eat. You can eat it. The korbanos you're allowed to eat, but it's Hashem's.
It's embarrassing if I put it in my pocket, but if I did...
Why? I'm not talking about a restaurant that you pay for the food, so then it's not legally yours. Yeah?
Okay.
When you're paying for the food,
right.
So then it's legally yours. You come to my house, you're not paying for the food that I'm giving you. Yeah. I'm giving you food to eat. Correct.
And if I say I have to go, can I take it with me? If
the truth is, you need my permission to take it. You can't in a restaurant you can say, "Give me the food, I'm taking it." But in the house, I don't know if you're allowed to say, "I'll be din." I'm rushed to obviously if the host is normally say, "Yeah, please take it," but legally.
We were learning it becomes yours when you eat it.
There's a Sfasemis that says it becomes yours when you eat it. But we learned that whole story with the Coke can, no?
Yeah.
Remember? Huh?
Yeah.
Two friends, ex-friends. A girl came to another girl's house, friends, teenagers. She gave her a can of Coke to drink. And she opened the can, you know, this, and it was a big price. Sometimes it was when the other... Thousands and thousands of dollars. Yeah? So it became a big fight. Whose can is it? It went to the court. I mean, well, it was in the court.
Who wanted
it? I think that... I think the owner of the can was not the girl.
The house owner?
Yeah. I think... I'm not sure. I don't remember.
What would it be?
Yeah.
Apidin.
Apidin, you're not kain it. I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example. Let's say you get the deposit, you get the refund for the can, a nickel. Yeah? You come to my house, I give you a can of Coke to drink. Yeah? Who gets the refund, me or you? No, I'm serious. I didn't sell you the Coke. Yeah? I'm giving you a can of Coke in my house. Yeah? There's a nickel deposit, whatever, return, yeah?
Can you take the can out of the house?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Without permission, can you take it?
No.
That's what I'm saying. I gave you the can that you could drink it. That doesn't mean the can is yours. By Korbanos, the Shenim Rashi explains over here, that by Korbanos, when the Hashem allows the Kohen or the Yisrael to eat from the Korban, that's not that it's your meat. Hashem says, it's my meat, because you brought it as a carbon, it's carbon l'Hashem,
And Hashem says, I'm allowing you, Kayan, to eat. I'm allowing you, Yisrael, to eat. So Gemara says, Zainim Mekodeshes. Because it's not yours. And I would venture to say, even though I didn't see this din, but I would venture to say, if you came to my house and I served you food before you ate it, okay, technically, it's not your food. It's my food.
Yeah, you get angry at him, you can throw him out. I keep the food.
That's right.
You're not obligated to feed him now.
No, but can the guy say it's my food? Depends how Jewish he is. He's a Jew, he'll take the food. No, if you think about it, it's an issue. This is the same thing. It's not the Kohen's or the Jew's animal, it's Hashem's animal. Hashem is allowing you to eat. In fact, he says it very, because the portions allotted to the Kohen and the owner of an offering are not their personal possessions, rather divine property, which they are merely permitted to eat. So it's not a good kedusha.
Beit Hamikdash, who belongs to the king?
What do you mean? Who belongs?
Before they shifted, before do anything, before divided. So
it depends. If the guy says Areizu Eila, Areizu Shlamim.
So the guy came and he had this issue of this. He said, partially is mine, right? So but before that. Like
that's what I'm saying. Okay. If a guy says there's what's called neder and nedava, so Gemara says neder is arei alai, and nedava is arei zu. If a guy says arei zu eila, then the animal itself has to be brought. If the animal dies on the way, he doesn't have to bring another one. If a guy doesn't say this animal is hegdish, he says, I have to bring a korban, and he schleps an animal to the base of Mikdash, and the animal dies, he has to bring another one. Right? So if the guy says, this animal is a korban, then it immediately is Hashem's, even before you shechted it. Because it's Hashem's. This animal is Hashem's. If I just say, I have to bring a korban, I'm bringing a korban, I didn't designate this korban yet, I can change it because it's not hegdish yet. Unless you designate this as this animal itself is hegdish. Okay, b'maisa sheni belongs to the owner, but he has to eat it in Yerushalayim. You know the maisa vi. Okay. Bein shegig, bein mezid, whether you did it unknowingly or knowingly, you knew it was meiser or not. Leikidish divrei Rameir. Rameir holds it's not kedushin. Why? Because Rameir holds meiser sheni, even though you eat it in Yerushalayim, Rameir holds it's God's, not yours. God says you can eat it in Yerushalayim, but whose is it? It's mine. Rabbi Yehuda says no. B'shegig, leikidish. If he did it accidentally, meaning, he did not know that it was Maisa Sheni, then Leikidish is not a good Kedushin. If he did it B'mezid, then it is a good Kedushin. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain, you know, later on why, because the woman thought it was Maisa Sheni, maybe she wouldn't want it, because then she would have to schlep to Yerushalayim to eat it. Okay, we're going to leave it here.